This day has that sense of expectation and joy. We have these two possibilities for the first reading. I picked the one from the Song of Songs because our Lord is addressing us in that passage, and I want to come back to that. Origen, one of the great commentators of all time, said, you know, just as a little child wouldn't understand the images because they haven't arrived at that age yet, so unless someone is starting to mature spiritually, they don't understand what this is really all about. It's a very beautiful and challenging, this is about the love between the Word of God and His people. And this is about the Word of God and Mary. And this is about the Word of God and you. And this is a love affair, full of affection and love and the fire of passion. This is what it's all about. And so the church puts this here, you see, and here's the church. Hark, my lover, here he comes, springing across the mountains, leaping across. My lover is like a gazelle. You see the church, here he comes. Now, this is what the Holy Spirit wants to do in us. Huh? And then, because we're part of the church, you know, to greet him, to be excited about him. Huh? And then finally, he begins to speak. Huh? Arise, my beloved, my dove, my beautiful one, and come. This is Jesus talking to his church. This is Jesus talking to Mary. And this is Jesus talking to you. Arise, my beloved, my dove, my beautiful one. Look, winter's over, the rains are gone. Things are starting to happen. Now, not in the season right now or in the middle of December, but in the spirit, things are happening. I am going to turn back this darkness. Arise, my beloved, my beautiful one, and come. And now listen. And remember, this is Jesus talking. O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret recesses of the cliff. Do you see the image of a dove in a cliff? You see her, then you don't. You see her, then you know. She's in there, in the recesses of the rock. And he's intrigued. Let me see you. Let me hear your voice. For your voice is sweet and you are lovely. I want to hear your voice. Talk to me. Now there's two things that are characteristic, uniquely characteristic of every human being. One is the face and the other is the voice. That's so-and-so's voice. I recognize that. Or that voice sounds a lot like so-and-so, you know, voice. And the other is face. And both of these, the Lord is inviting us. Huh? When he wants to have a face-to-face conversation, he wants his face, that is, his uniqueness. Not any old God, not any old feeling, not any old idea, not any old excitement of your own. God wants to talk to you. God wants you to see who he is. And on the other hand, if we're going to have a face-to-face conversation, speak with your face. Don't speak with, you know, everybody else's words and everybody else's ideas and everybody. Speak. Let me see your face. That's intimacy. And he says here, let me hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. I want to rejoice in your voice. Speak to me. Now you see, that's kind of what I've been meaning to read this from St. Athanasius since the first day of Advent. I every day forget it or whatever. Then we're going to look at the psalm for a minute. In the book of Psalms, the one who hears, in addition to learning these things, also comprehends and is taught in this book of Psalms the emotions of the soul. Not the emotions of the body, the emotions of the soul. And consequently, on the basis of that which affects him and by which he is constrained, he is also enabled by the book to possess the image deriving from the words. So now these words are not just words. They're alive. And these are the words that God is saying. Let me hear your voice. Well, what more beautiful than to take the very words of the Word and let God hear them from our heart. Not just, oh, you know, praise God, whatever. No, really, praise. You see? And therefore, through hearing, it teaches not only to disregard passion, but also how one must heal passion through speaking and acting. That's very profound. Huh? This is Athanasius writing to Marcellinus, teaching him how to pray the Psalms. With everybody else, in your own prayer. And then, but contrariwise, remarkably, after the prophecies about the Savior and the nations, he's described all the things that are in the Psalms, you see. Again, in the words of Athanasius, you see, he who recites the Psalms is uttering the rest as his own words, and each sings them as if they were written concerning him. And he accepts them and recites them, not as if another were speaking, nor as if he were speaking of someone else, but he handles them as if he is speaking about himself, and the things spoken are such that he lifts them up to God as himself, acting and speaking them from himself. Let me hear your voice. And if we do come from that point of honesty, that voice, you see, is redolent with the voice of Jesus, his Son, because I live, now not I, Christ lives in me. And if I take these words which are of the Word, you see, and that's, let me hear your voice. And then this, you see, Mary greets Elizabeth. She hears her voice. And what happens? The infant leaps in her womb. This is why I've been created, to prepare the way for this one. And so you see this is the day when we say, here he comes. Here he comes, born by Mary, born by the church. I pointed out to you before, the fathers of the church, they will say the most remarkable things. Huh? The Holy Church of God, that is Mary. Well, for us, the Church of God is this big administrative whatever. And Mary, oh, Mary's over there, and some people want to pray to her, and some people don't. And all that church is right there. In fact, you see, there's an icon, Sancta Sophia. And the Russian, it's a Russian icon, and it's a Russian. And the instruction on how to paint it is, and as you paint Holy Wisdom, the church, that is Mary, this is the way you do it. You see this? Let me hear your voice. And so then we have this psalm, and we don't have a lot of time for it. We have exactly 1 minute. But you see, this is a psalm, even if we just looked at the refrain, huh? Which is the first line of the psalm. This is a joy psalm. This is a psalm, you know, it says, you know, like, praise is beautiful for Israel, for God's people. Praise is beautiful. Nava. In Arabic, this word, Naim, it means when a woman is well-dressed, she looks beautiful. I said to a friend of mine was her spiritual director. She was all dressed up. I said, Mabruk, which means congratulations. She said, no. You never say that to a woman. You say, Naim, you look beautiful. And that's the word in back of this one here, see? Nava, this is beautiful. And then let us give praise to the Lord with the 10-string harp and all the other things he talks about there. Yeah, that's what's still in our text, isn't it? Sing him a new song. If a new thing happens, we have to sing a new song. And the new song is all about Jesus. That's why he says, let me hear your voice. You see? The plan of the Lord stands forever, the design of his heart through all generations. Blessed, you know that word blessed, that's the beatitude word, right? Blessed. Blessed is the people whose God is the Lord. Now who works that out? We decide? No. God decides. He chose us. He chose us to know him. He chose us to get ready for Christmas by having these gifts here, these texts. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. For in him our hearts rejoice. In his holy name we trust. You see? So we have this image of the Lord coming, born by Mary, born by the church. And we're waiting. We're waiting. And when he comes, he says, let me hear your voice. Yeah, I want to hear everybody's voice. I want to hear your voice. Talk to me from your heart. Don't just give me other stuff. You know, talk to me from your heart. And then I can talk to you from my heart. And that's why the psalm says, oh, rejoice, rejoice. Sing to him, play to him. And this is like excitement day, you know, in the Advent preparation. And then, as it goes on, we're going to have Mary's song, and then Zechariah's song. Not today, but now this joy is a gift. We can be happy about the stock market, whatever, you know, but this joy is a gift. The happiest people in the world are the saints, and they're not having an easy time most of the time. That's what the Lord's trying to teach us. So